Hi everybody, this is Coach Park from the Humble Coach Podcast. Hope you're all doing well today and thanks for joining me. So this is the first episode of a new series that I'm launching. It is called the Sub 30 series. And in this series, it's going to be ideally a monthly one. It's going to be a bit of a roundup of some of the more interesting articles or videos or resources that I have found in my own coaching career and in the coaching world. As well as some of the learnings that I would have I've got from my own experience throughout the month. And I'm going to try and do this every month if I can for the next 12 months at least. It also is going to try and be under 30 minutes. So this will be a more short form than some of the other guest episodes that I would have done before. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Hi everybody. So this is Coach Park. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks again for joining me on the Humble Coach Podcast. So we're up on episode number 45, and this is going to be a little bit of a different episode than you guys would have been used to from ourselves. I've had some fantastic guests on recently in the last number of months, and that's going to keep going. So don't worry too much about that. But for this one, I'm going to change it up a little bit, and I'm going to try and look at getting some more short form style episodes out. So something a little bit smaller, 15 to 20, maybe even half an hour kind of minutes wise. And more just kind of roundups of different times throughout the year. So at the moment we're a month and 3 days into 2019. So I'm just going to speak a little bit about some of the different areas that I have learned from, both experiential learning and just study. Different things that I've seen throughout social media. I know social media gets a good bashing these days, but I'm a huge fan of using it wisely as much as possible. And I'm not on it a spectacular amount. Probably I need to be on a little more, but the way I like to try and pick up different ideas is by going down certain rabbit holes once I find particular coaches or particular styles of training or different programs or whatever. So I find that really, really interesting. And I have found some of those. So I'm going to speak a little bit about some of those, and hopefully they're a little bit of a help to you guys. I can try and add some of the links to the various videos and articles and things like this that I talk about in this episode. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. So I'm gonna start with the kind of CrossFit scene that I'm pretty heavily involved in. If you are only new to the podcast, thanks for joining me. But I'm the head coach in CrossFit Galway, so I've been around CrossFit for about maybe 10 years odd now, maybe even a little more potentially. So I'm quite aware of the comings and goings in the CrossFit world and different things over the last number of years. And I have competed a number of times, not on a very high level, mind, but I recently competed along with my girlfriend and one of the members of our gym. And a number of other members of our gym in other teams at the Celtic Series, Celtic Cup, which is a fantastic experience. One of the biggest competitions in the world, participation wise. So that was really, really interesting, a lot of fun. A few little interesting learnings from that. The consistency that one would train at, train with is hugely vital. But I think just getting out and having a bit of fun with the competitive side of things is hugely, hugely important. It's massively underrated, I think, within the CrossFit world. Even there's a temptation for all of the training to go full tilt and people to get very, very competitive within the gym themselves, which is a vital part, of course. But I think the events like that can be hugely fun, and the team environment was really an awful lot of fun. So I highly recommend that if you're unsure about any of those competitions, potentially look at some of the team competitions to begin with, and you can have a bit of fun with that, and then you can start pushing your own skills up and changing things around a little bit to become a bit more serious about it. But the good stuff is really at the team events, folks. So that's my opinion, anyways. We also hosted a competition, a scale competition at our own gym, CrossFit Galway, French Finale. And it was a huge, huge competition, participation wise, within I suppose our own small mentality at least. But it was a lot of fun, went really, really well. massive praise to the owner Claudio Vignoli and all of the other staff, Coach Donna Larkin, one of my fellow coaches, along with Mairead McCormack. Just fantastic people to help organise a competition and to run a competition. So they are they're really, really excellent coaches, and I've no doubt everyone enjoyed them. And that was our most recent one, the War of the West. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the other bits and pieces now that I mentioned earlier. I might go off a little bit of topic here, so sincere apologies, folks. But so one of the more interesting things in that's come up in the last couple of months in my own head has been speaking to people who are more oriented towards Gaelic games development and coaching and nutrition, etc. So I kind of dug into a little bit of a rabbit hole, and I found and I've no doubt some of you guys are quite aware of a man called Paddy Butler and also Martin Fogarty. So Paddy Butler was one of the was the national hurling coordinator for a number of years, but if you get a chance, guys, to check him out, he is a serious operator. He is a brilliant coach from what I've seen. I've never met the man. I haven't interacted with him at all or anything like that, but from the videos I've seen, he's a serious piece of work. I think when I've heard coaches speaking before, I have and seen them in action, there's a very different level some coaches go to, and the passion that they have and the amount of knowledge they can actually bring to players and athletes and people and other coaches is huge, and he's one of those people. So if you get a chance to have a look on YouTube for Paddy Butler and Rena Buckley, possibly one of the best players in the country at the moment, and over the last number of years, and also Martin Fogarty, there's some really interesting kind of mentality ways, I suppose, and methods of coaching there. Two of the things in particular kind of struck me, and one was the pace that they coach at. And most people, and I've been guilty of this before, but most coaches like to have a very slow and steady, methodical type of an atmosphere, but a pace to their own coaching. So seeing these guys going at such a considerable pace and expecting a huge amount from their athletes and the younger children they would work with, especially, and expecting high enough standards from them, but not really stressing too much about if they are failing or whatever it is. It's much more a case of like, don't worry, just brush it off. And a couple of different things that they mentioned were huge, interesting points for me. One of them was that there's an urgency towards game speed, so they want to try and get as much at game speed as possible. And when you're coaching at that kind of a level for youth athletes or for younger athletes, the mentality that they may get, they may miss the ball, be it hurling or football, whatever it is in the particular skill or drill. They may miss it the first training session 10 times, then the next training session 9 times, then the next training session 8 times. But even conveying that message to those players makes a huge difference, because they're then comfortably allowed, not necessarily allowed, but you're highly encouraging just consistent practice and acknowledgement that there is going to be massive failure within those, or significantly regular failure within those. And your goal is just to try and mine through it and find the really, really good stuff. And then also one of the kind of points was to ignore rather than compliment either a poor execution or a miss of the movement or a poor execution of the skill. So really ignoring those, and rather than complimenting them or taking note of them, but then when there is a good execution of the skill, praising that considerably, so that can be really ingrained in their psyche. So that's some interesting stuff, guys. That's Paddy Butler and Rena Buckley and Martin Fogarty. Some of the videos on YouTube, you can just search those and have a look at those. They're really, really excellent resources. And then moving from that to one of the most, it was on last night, but also it's been mentioned a little bit in the last couple of days, was the kind of documentary series which Donegal Callaghan is beginning. And he started. It started last night, as far as I'm aware. It's called Game Over: True Lives. But I had some really, really interesting thoughts on that, and myself and my girlfriend had a really interesting conversation about different bits and pieces along with it. But the main emphasis of the documentary is on him speaking to other athletes who have retired from their respective games, and then how their lives are after the after they've left their games, and how it plays out for them, and the different struggles they would have. And he spoke to a number of different people: Roy Keane, Gareth Toohey, Cora Staunton, all these different people. And it makes it really, really interesting when somebody breaks, changes tact, and has a retirement from a sport. And I suppose one of the most interesting ways I thought of looking at it was when he went to see the New York Jets playing, and then he spoke to one of the guys the next day in New York, and he spoke about playing sport as an experience rather than as a career choice necessarily, or the actual identity of yourself. So thinking of all of these elements as an experience. So every time you play football, every time you play hurling, every time you box, every time you run, it is an experience you're taking part in. But if you're at a very, very high level, that is, it is just that, is an experience. It's not, it should not be you as a definition, so to speak. Like, it should not define you. You should have other areas of your life, and there is other parts of your life that are just as valid and vital to grow, rather than just your sport or just your wedding your identity to the sport. But one of the other areas that he mentioned was a peer-to-peer approach to ensuring that there was a good transition from the playing career to the retirement or post-retirement life, so to speak. And he spoke about in American football terms, getting quarterbacks or old school quarterbacks or retired quarterbacks to mentor current quarterbacks on teams. I think that's a huge, hugely fantastic mentality to have, because you could put that into a number of different sports, be it Gaelic football, be it rowing, be it cycling, whatever it is. But because of the specialist style or the specialist positions, that could be super, extremely, extremely helpful. I think that could be worth pursuing, depending on what teams you're working with or the athletes you're working with, and rather than it just being in a retirement sense for somebody leaving, but the value that you would get in the quarterback kind of a scenario, the value you would get from working with one of your mentors and getting the really, really interesting ideas and the thoughts of how the game has changed, whatever respective game it is has changed. But it could be a corner forward in football or hurling or camogie or whatever it is. But it could be something like that that you will find little nuances to improving your game. So that could be something that's worth a look. But that's a fantastic documentary series, guys. Have a check on that. It's called Game Over: True Lives. And Donegal Callaghan is the one who's a brilliant, brilliant player back in the in his own career, and he's leading that, and it's on Virgin One Media. A second documentary, which is excellent, on Netflix, which I've been loving lately, and it really gives you an interesting insight into the background of a football club, you know, an under pressure football club, but that would be on Netflix, and this is Sunderland, and the brilliant both way of documenting it also and showing the actual background and the backroom issues that they would have encountered with a number of different players and the owners, the energy of Sunderland and their fans and the challenges that would bring. It's really, really worth having a look. I think it's about maybe 6 to 8 episodes long, maybe 45 minutes towards an hour each, so it's well worth having a look at if you're a fellow coach, and it's just really interesting to get the inside kind of scoop on a really, really big club. But if you're a football fan at all, a soccer fan, it's absolutely one to check out. A couple of different bits and pieces before I kind of leave you guys to it, and one in particular is There's some fantastic videos that I've seen recently, and some fantastic people to keep an eye out for. And one is a fantastic sports psychologist, and his name is Dan Abrahams, and he just looked at an article recently, speaking about each player's narrative and each player, whether they're playing whatever sport. If you find out what their narrative is, so why, what their set of beliefs about their sport is, then that can influence how you actually improve their behavior towards that sport. So he uses the example of Neymar. Neymar is a fantastic player, but he also is a huge, huge personality and can be very, very difficult to kind of work along. But he gives it the idea of if you can understand somebody's narrative, be it in a particular sport or whatever it is, then you're going to be able to improve that behavior or adjust that behavior so that they can get the best out of that experience. So he's one to watch. There's a fantastic a couple of different documentaries I've seen on Bill Shankly lately. He was a hugely inspirational manager, and he's definitely one to kind of look back on. I think a lot of the time the temptation is to look at all of the current and recent-ish kind of coaches that are making big inroads, but I think, like a great coach, Dan John, said, there's nothing new under the sun. So going back a bit in the history books, we can find out a lot that'll help us as we get further into the coaching career that we all have potentially, or even just our general lives. But there's some really, really interesting ideas there, and that's about the height of it, folks. So I'm gonna leave you guys to it for the moment. I'm gonna try and keep these little short and snappy ones. There's some ideas and some different bits and pieces you might find interesting, and I'll be back very, very soon, guys, with a new guest. And hopefully you'll have a fantastic week. Okay, thanks a million, folks, and see you later. Bye-bye.